former Ring of Honor champion Adam Cole. We're at the Toledo, Ohio event for Ring of Honor Wrestling. And, of course, this is their debut in Toledo, Ohio. And this, of course, you know, being a debut situation, fans, maybe for the first time, we really get a chance to experience Ring of Honor. What does Ring of Honor really offer to the average wrestling fans that maybe are used to a lot of sports entertainment from the other two companies?
I think the biggest thing to me is, like, Ring of Honor often prides itself on being the true alternative in the world of professional wrestling. I think mainly because we really, really focus on the in-ring product. I mean, anyone who's been to our shows before, we don't have the giant titantrons that the WWE has. We don't have crazy pyrotechnics. But I really believe that inside those ropes, there are no better professional wrestlers on the planet that you can find other than Ring of Honor. Jim Cornette said it best to me. He said, the WWE is sports entertainment, Ring of Honor is an entertaining sport. So to me, it's just every single time the Ring of Honor fans or a wrestling fan who for the first time comes and checks out Ring of Honor, they always leave with a positive impression.
Now, obviously, you are a former champion, and things have changed, obviously, in Ring of Honor. There's a new champion here. What are your kind of your goals, and what is your game plan maybe to gaining the ROH championship?
Well, oddly enough that we're here in Toledo, this is our debut night. I'm in the finals of the Survival of the Fittest tournament, and the person who wins the Survival of the Fittest actually becomes the number one contender for the Ring of Honor World Championship. So my first and foremost step would be obviously to win this matchup tonight and then go on to wrestle Jay Briscoe. I would love the chance to wrestle him again. Me and him have had a very storied, long, heated rivalry here in Ring of Honor, and me or him are not afraid to revisit it. So that's my game plan.
Coming to Toledo, you're going to be exposed maybe to fans for the very first time, and maybe even on girlwick.net, fans are finally getting a chance to, you know, learn more about you. Tell us your background, who you trained with, and maybe some of your favorite wrestlers growing up.
Sure. I actually trained at the Combat Zone Wrestling Academy. I was fortunate enough to train in the famous ECW Arena. For me, CZW was just a convenient place for me to train. At the time, I was still in high school. I needed a place that I could go down one day a week. Philadelphia was only 2 hours from me. So I trained and I worked very, very hard. I was trained under DJ Hyde and John Dahmer, who was trained by Iron Mike Sharp. So I had some really, really good training, very tough training, but excellent, excellent training. My favorite wrestlers growing up for me, I was a big Stone Cold Steve Austin fan. I was a big Kurt Angle fan. And actually, the guy that got me to follow independent wrestling was CM Punk. To me, his Ring of Honor work, specifically his promos, was what really, really captivated me as a kid. And from that point on, that kind of just completely opened the floodgates for me. I started following all these different independent promotions, all these different promotions overseas, and I've been a crazy wrestling fan ever since.
Since you mentioned CM Punk, he's kind of like the million-dollar question. You know, what happened with CM Punk? Why is he not wrestling? And do you ever see him maybe come back here to Ring of Honor someday?
I mean, I would like to think so. I mean, I don't know Punk personally, but, you know, obviously someone as talented and as gifted as he is, he'd be a huge, huge asset to our company. I mean, not only are the fans probably crossing their fingers, but a lot of the wrestlers are as well. But I think Punk has made it pretty, pretty clear that he's not interested in coming back to wrestling. But as you know, in pro wrestling, never say never.
Never say never. You've only been in this business for a short time, but obviously you've worked a lot of matches, got a lot of experience in the ring. Just wondering how your body is doing physically. How's it holding up with you know, all the punches and bumps in the ring?
I've actually been very, very fortunate, knock on wood. I haven't gotten too many serious injuries, never anything that has made me take a significant amount of time off. So I feel very blessed. I mean, you know, my training regimen is very hard. I try to take care of my body as best as I can. So hopefully this youthful body will be able to, you know, hang with the bumps and bruises that come with the world of pro wrestling.
Now, obviously, the company put a lot of faith in you when they gave you the Ring of Honor champion, or I should say, you won the Ring of Honor championship. Talk about your reign, some of the highlights, some of the best matches you had, and I guess just reflecting on your, you know, your first experience as the Ring of Honor champion, what it all meant to you.
Well, it meant a lot to me. You know, even going as far back as to where I won the championship, my first Ring of Honor event that I ever went to was the 100th show in the National Guard Armory in Philadelphia. And me and my two friends remember exactly where we sat. And then oddly enough, a few years later, in the very same building, I win the Ring of Honor Honor World Championship, and my two friends were sitting in the exact same seat, so it was really, really cool for me. Yeah, the reign was very important to me. I knew my job as a heel was to take charge and get this character over and have a completely different reign. I wanted to be different from everybody, and I think I accomplished that. For me, just a lot of my highlights was, you know, my feud with Jay Briscoe was something I'm really proud of, and then even that pay-per-view match where, unfortunately, the outcome was not what I wanted by losing the Ring of Honor World title, but that was a really, really cool moment to be able to say that I main evented Ring of Honor's first ever live pay-per-view, so that was really neat for me.
You know, one time I heard Vince McMahon say the era of good guys and bad guys has ended, and sometimes you see kind of a blurred line between good guy and bad guy. Obviously, Ring of Honor is a little bit different. There is good guys and bad guys. Does that make it hard when, say, Vince McMahon says there's, you know, the era of good guys and bad guys is over?
I don't think so. I think what Vince McMahon means by that is the good guy and bad guy is not as much or not so black and white as it used to be. I mean, now everything is shades of gray. In many cases, it's all circumstance as to why you know, a good guy is cheered or why a bad guy is cheered. Literally all circumstance depending on the towns you go to. So I think it's just more shades of gray at this point.
Lastly, your goals, and where do you kind of see yourself in 5 years?
It's very tough to say. I don't really set long-term goals for myself in wrestling because I feel like if you do that, you get caught up in not enjoying the journey. So for me, I just constantly focus on being the best wrestler that I can be, focus on growing as an athlete, and really enjoying the journey. Like I said, you never know where I'm going to end up. But Ring of Honor has really, really grown these past few years, so I'm excited to see where this company is going to be in 5 years.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.